joining us now on the line is the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick is, of course, the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard, and you can see him each week on both CNN and ESPN and listen to him right here with us. Good morning to you, Rick. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, my friend. Your first Father's Day. Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited. It's awesome. It's really cool to finally now be a dad myself, and now when Father's Day comes around, I'm one of the dads.
Yeah, and is this the time where you talk about how you're not a spokesman and you don't know anything and all that kind of stuff? Is that coming yet or not?
That's exactly right. I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Let's talk about this U.S. Open because it's been a soggy one. I know you were up there earlier this week. U.S. Open, the USGA does a phenomenal job of marketing this event with their merchandise pavilions. The northeast area of New York, New Jersey, that metropolitan area has a really rich tradition of the U.S. Open. 22nd U.S. Open being held in the New York, New Jersey area this week. Shinnecock, Winged Foot, Baltusrol, some of the other venues. What's it been like this week? Has the weather been a big damper on the parade or just a small one?
A big damper on the parade, but it could have been an astronomically horrendous damper on the parade had not the USGA acted the way they normally do. And you're right, I was there all three of the days, not today, obviously, but Thursday was an incredible day to watch the change of, the human condition. You had about 42,000 tickets distributed, about 35,000 showed up in that three-hour window where there was actually golf played when the horn suspended play at 10:15. Nobody knew what to do. The rain started getting harder. The merchandise tent lines stretched, I would say, about 600 yards, which was not good when people were being pelted on by rain, some with umbrellas, most without. The merchandise revenues that Thursday have not been released. My suspicion is it will be about 40% higher than any other day because people had nothing else to do. And by the way, they predicted 110,000 hats, one every 15 a minute, and 500,000 logoed items over the 4 days. It'll be an interesting number to see because the 4 days were much different than your normal 4 days, and it might be 5 days.
And the numbers might be bigger because, as you mentioned, there are people not much else to do, so they got to get undercover, and why not just go to the merchandise pavilion? You can get undercover as well as shop for some USGA trinkets and U.S. Open souvenirs. Now, in regards to the USGA and the business side of this tournament, their four corporate sponsors were back again this year: IBM, Lexus, American Express, and RBS, the Royal Bank of Scotland. But some of the companies, including American Express, yes, they were back, but they scaled down their spending just a little bit.
Yeah, the number I heard was about 10 to 15%, which if you track what we do on this segment weekly, 10 to 15% can be the answer to any question regarding the economy and sports. It's certainly true there. The fact that it's the New York market is a big deal, and in some cases it's more. You know, they had 72 corporate tents for sale. End of the day, the number is 48 that they actually sold. Some have trickled in at the last minute. But the merchandise, again, we think might be up. Corporate hospitality, I think, because of what they're calling the boondoggle factor, was down.
Hey, Rick, last question for you. We're obviously into a Monday finish at best, perhaps Tuesday if the rain continues up there. Play today won't start until noon. It was supposed to have started at 7:30 this morning, so they're already pushed back another 4.5 hours. Last year we had a Monday finish, and it was one of the most memorable U.S. Opens ever, but we realized that the situation last year was much different. You had Tiger Woods, the biggest face not only in golf but in sports, and Rocco Mediate, the quintessential underdog, going mano a mano in a playoff. This year it's going to be a lot different. Tiger likely won't be involved. He's 11 shots back through two rounds of play. And it won't be a playoff scenario. It's going to be finishing up a tournament that's been awfully soggy. How do the television ratings likely vary this year from last for what we're seeing on a Monday?
Well, you know the answer to that question the way you asked it. If that's the way it plays out, they're going to be down. But when you think of what happened at the beginning of the week, the expectations were incredibly high, tempered by the economy. Now you have high expectations in a great market, tempered by Mother Nature. It's an entirely different situation.
He is the sports professor, Rick Caro. He comes strong each and every Sunday. Happy Father's Day to you again, Rick. We can watch you on CNN and ESPN. As we know, you are the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard, and I am, of course, I'm just a peon. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for a law firm, McDonald Hopkins. Rick, thank you very much. Enjoy your day today with your children.
Thank you, Mr. Peon, and I'll bring your A-game Friday, pal.
All right. See you Friday. There he is, the sports professor, Rick Caro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Yeah, we're teeing it up Friday at Crail Ridge down in Boynton Beach, so that should be a lot of fun. And as you know, Rick joins us each and every week during our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach.